Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One of God's greatest life-giving gifts is music, so I'm always interested in those gifted to sing and play it for us. Jeremy Camp has gained a worldwide following crafting catchy tunes that reflect a faith that's been tested in deep waters. Jeremy loves to laugh at funny movies and witty sayings. He believes the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we shouldn't take ourselves too seriously. The intensity of life can drag you down, he told me, but God never told us to walk around somber with no joy or laughter. Laughter is health to the bones. The Grammy-nominated artist has had 42 number one radio singles, sold 6 million albums, and had a number one box office movie, I Still Believe, about his life. The Camp family grew up super poor, and people kept giving them Ford Pintos that were about to die. One day, Jeremy's dad picked him up at school. My friends were there, he remembers, and I was trying to be cool. I grabbed the door handle, but it didn't work, so I had to crawl through the window. Trust me, there's no way to do that without being noticed. But it's funny the things that build character. We had so little, but God provided every step of the way. The most enduring songs and hymns are born in adversity, and Jeremy Camp knows about hard times. His early years prepared him for what was to come. He was a church kid who rebelled. I pursued fun, he remembers, but the fun times didn't last. They couldn't, because the source of my fun was outside God's will. And I eventually came to learn that the peace that comes from having fun inside God's will is far better. In Bible college, Jeremy gained a strong foundation in God's word. And one day he said, God, whatever you have for me, I really don't care. I just kept walking through doors that were opening. Even now, God calls me back to remember that place he called me to minister the gospel. He met her first at a Bible study. Then things cooled between Jeremy and Melissa. But when he heard she had cancer, he went to see her. I loved her, he says. The what-ifs didn't matter. I wanted to walk with her whatever happened, even through pain. It was an opportunity to understand love that isn't always easy and doesn't always look perfect. It hurt, but it taught me a lot, and I'm so thankful. The love of Christ was powerful for us. You learn to love unselfishly. That's what it is. On their honeymoon, things were in remission. Melissa's hair was growing back, and Jeremy wrote a hit song called Walk by Faith. He says, God was saying, will you trust me no matter what? And then Melissa developed stomach problems. They thought it was just the food. But the cancer was back. Melissa said that if just one person would accept Christ as a result of her dying with cancer, it would all be worthwhile. Then came the miracle of healing. And then she was sick again. Jeremy asked, God, why would you give us that hope that she would be well? And we could have a family and everything, only to have her die later. As I dealt with Melissa's health, though, I was saying, okay, God, I don't know what's going to happen or how it's going to work, but I'm going to trust in you with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. And every time he came through. Well, maybe that's your story today. What are you leaning on? Are you leaning on the only one who can hold you up? Next time on this program, I'm going to talk about the rest of the story. Jeremy Camp. It's amazing. You won't want to miss it. Thanks so much for coming aboard and listening. Go make someone stare.
Want to help the kids in your life love God's Word? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun, faith-building guide that helps kids explore the Bible with curiosity and joy. Using cheerful rhymes and colorful illustrations, children learn how to read, think, pray, and live out God's truth every day. Perfect for ages 4 to 7 and families who want to grow in faith together. Get your free copy at laughagain.ca.